Welcome to season two of Motivate Me, a show where we interview people who have incorporated a passion into their lives in order to inspire you, my fellow motivators, to do the same. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Okay, so we are in New Munich, Minnesota this morning, and we are sitting around the island of Flo and Ray Myers. They have all sorts of fancy homemade jellies on the island. We have Cassie Hunter and Chelsea are coming in and out here, and Michael Scotty Jr. is in the house. We also have poor John here with us, and we have Mackenzie, my daughter, with us. So you have a full house here. Flo and Ray, first I want to thank you so much for inviting us to your home.
Not a problem.
Good that you came. Good. You can even take the ticks back with you.
Where did the ticks come from?
Richard.
Oh, you think so? Okay. Well, yesterday we had a really fancy interview out on a farm that had all sorts of amazing things everywhere. And, you know, he collects antiques for farm type equipment. And so, yeah, there was definitely some long grass there. It was an interesting interview too, and he is your relative. Is he your
brother?
Okay, he's your brother. That's right. And that was a farm you grew up on, right?
Recognize it now. It was farmland then. Now it is trees.
Right.
He said he put on what, 10,000 trees.
So last night we came home from there and we had an amazing fish fry, which was my first. Mm-hmm. I've never had an authentic fish fry. I know that probably sounds silly to you too, because it's common here, but I've never had that. So I want to thank you so much for making that happen for us.
You're welcome.
And there's something I want to talk to you two about. How long have you been married?
Going to be 58 years.
Going to be 58 years. And the thing is, something that my crew and I were all discussing last night while you were sleeping, ha ha ha, it's just really how special the two of you are and how special you are together and the things that you do together, like making jelly. What else do you do together?
It makes salsa.
Salsa?
Yeah.
Oh, you're holding out.
I don't know how many jars of that we've got. Have you been in our...
You should look in our basement.
No.
Basement storage area?
Hot, mild, or medium? What is it?
Yeah.
There's no recipe. Whatever it turns out to be like, that's what it is.
I love it. Crack it open. We just don't know. It's a surprise for everyone. What else do you do together, Flo?
Well, we do make quilts together, believe it or not. Ray does all the cutting out on jeans. People give us jeans galore. And
so, okay, hang on. When you say jeans, you mean that you make denim quilts.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Right?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And what do you do, Ray? What's your job for that?
Got a big scissors and I cut the squares out. Lately, I've been sewing them together too.
How did that happen? I think you got roped. I think you got roped into that.
What else you do?
That's what keeps you guys so happy, right?
I guess it's something to do.
So you cut the squares and you started sewing. And then Flo, you finished them off?
I do, yeah. I was doing a lot of sewing by hand and also tying them, and then I taught him how to sew and put them together in fours, and then I finished the rest of it.
And then what do you do with the quilts?
We donate them to Camp Cory in Washington. They are for kids that have...
permanent cancer.
Cancer,
chance of survival.
And everything, and they have no chance to survive, and... My friend in Montana got me in on it and asked one day if I would do that about 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago. I said, sure. And we bring them to Montana, and then she takes them to Washington. So that's our donation to them.
So they go to Washington State? Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. And a lot of these kids are buried with their quilts. So it's just kind of heartwarming when you hear that.
Oh, Emma's home. Do you sew anything special inside or on the quilt? Any type of little prayer or blessing or a heart or anything like that?
But we do always leave the pockets in the on the jeans, on the denim.
Oh, so you leave the pockets so people can put things in them if they want.
If they wanted to, yeah, yeah. So it gives a character. So.
Well, I bet if somebody was to bury their child in, with one of those, I'm sure many different things have been put into those pockets.
Oh, I'm sure they have. They have 18 beds there. And then 2 years ago, I donated quite a few jean quilts or denim quilts and other quilts. And then so the gal called and said, we're 3 denim quilts short to leave on the beds permanently so they can... So we just made 3 more and got them out.
That is so amazing. How does that make you feel?
Good, good.
Ray, how does that make you feel that you play a part in that?
Well, especially when the kids want to be buried in them when they die.
So?
Yeah.
That.
They're being sponsored. Camp Corey is spelled K-O-R-Y. You can go online and see what they are, and you can probably see my quilts there.
Awesome, awesome. That would be great.
Yeah. And there's a lot of movie stars also sponsors them, so it's a good camp.
What kind of advice would you give people who plan on being married a long period of time? I know whiskey at night is one of them. Having a glass of whiskey at night never hurts, does it?
No. Brandy, better.
Brandy's better? Okay. What other advice do you have, though?
Work together. It's, even if it is dishwashing. But, well, I guess I gotta get along in the kitchen, which, and eat the food that is prepared for you, regardless if you like it or not. She spent time making it. Quiet and eat it.
What do you love most about Flo?
Well, I guess it's her luck with playing cards. Yeah. I quit playing cards because what she made, I lost. Forget it, I quit. But, like I said, with her luck, we should be millionaires, not just people trying to survive some days.
So, Flo, what do you love most about Ray?
God, I hear this.
He's pretty easygoing. I'm the one that's not easygoing, but he is. So we kind of even out.
What's not easygoing about you, would you say?
Maybe stubbornness would be fun. Yeah.
Is she stubborn, right?
Hers, yeah.
Do you like that about her, though?
Depends on what we're trying to get done. Or otherwise, no, I don't like that about her. She...
Well, he's honest.
That's right. What drives you crazy about him?
He's too easygoing.
Oh, see that? You're allowing her to be stubborn, she says. I'm translating.
Yeah. No, we always have learned to get along, and people really, you know, so we've done a lot of things together. We were Moose members. We cooked for the Moose. We ran the Moose for a while up in Montana and the Moose Lodge. And so.
Well, we could tell, my team and I could tell last night, by the way you orchestrated your fish fry, even though you were frying fish with a propane tank indoors, Ray.
Yeah, it wasn't indoors. There was 2 vents going.
It was in the garage. There were doors. But we could tell you guys have done that once or twice before together.
Yeah, about 15 years or 20 years.
We were the only ones in Montana that ever had a fish fry.
Really?
We had it for our 50th wedding anniversary. We had a fish fry.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was outdoors, though.
That was all outdoors, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you each one more question. What advice do you have for Chelsea?
Have fun and travel.
Enjoy life. Short.
She's pretty special to us.
You're special to her, too.
Good.
She used to come stay with us from the time she was 6 months old, all summer long, a couple of months.
So. I was telling them what we did all summer, too. We made videos of her Barbies.
Kept you busy.
It did. I loved it. We had music. Grandma and I, she would bring out her Barbies because she wanted to document them all. So she'd bring them out. And we'd set them up on stage and we'd take pictures and we had a little video camera and we had music in the background. And then we'd have, this is so-and-so from 1983.
That's a great memory. Tell us again what you were saying that happened with your mom when she came home.
Oh, she loves this story because she came home to Conrad from college. And she gets home, she goes to where the house was because they lived in a double wide trailer. She went to the house where the house was. And she doesn't see a house. There's nothing there. It's just a lot. And so she calls up my grandma on the payphone. They didn't have cell phones. So she called her up and she goes, "Mom, where do I live?" They lived across town then. So luckily, Conrad isn't that big. So.
Chelsea, what do you want to leave your grandparents with before we leave here today?
Not gonna cry. I mean, they've been awesome. Great supporters my whole life. Very thankful for them.
All right, let's all get tissues and have some breakfast, okay? That's it for Tape and Penny. Remember, you motivate me. You guys motivate me too, okay? I'm Lynette Renda.
Better eat breakfast or have to make it dinner.
That's it. I'm emotional because I'm hungry.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're not allowed to just be emotional?
No.
Visit our website, motivatemepodcast.com, for links to all of our social media, for our Motivate Me YouTube channel, where we're posting video of our trip, and for an application to be on the show. There is also Motivate Me merchandise on our site, as well as the ability to contribute a tank of gas or more to our road trip if you so desire. There are 191 episodes in season one, and season two is going to consist of the journey my crew and I experience as we travel around each of the 50 states interviewing people about passion. When we return, those episodes will air, and that will be season three. So let us take you on this journey and let us motivate you to take action in your own life. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This enables us to reach out to more of you.
And the world keeps turning and I just keep moving along. Just keep